And what we're talking about tonight, the title of this message is Follow the Rules. What goes through your mind when you hear that phrase, follow the rules? Do you feel an instantaneous resistance? Some people do. In certain things, at least. Sometimes people look for ways to circumvent the rules, right? But many times that's just rebellion, our rebellion, to follow the rules. Jeanette tells a story about picking up pecans when she was about 5 years old. And she just didn't want to pick them up. And so she didn't. And she got a spanking and was told to pick up pecans again. And she still decided she just didn't want to pick up pecans. So she got another spanking and was told to pick up pecans. And Brenda's over there weeping and crying because she just couldn't understand why Jeanette would not pick up the pecans. In fact, I think it may have given Brenda some mental breakdown that's affected her the rest of her life, maybe. I don't know. But this happened over and over. She kept getting whipping for it and kept getting, finally, how long did that go on?
Probably about 35 minutes.
And finally she picked up pecans. But she didn't want to follow the rules, right? There was a rule or a command to follow, and because she didn't follow it, she paid the consequence, right?
Right.
When I was 18 years old, I really enjoyed driving fast. I seriously thought that when somebody passed me, that was a challenge to a race. And I never turned down a challenge. And I didn't care if it was on Atlantic Boulevard or I-95. It didn't matter. So I broke that rule. I paid the price. They suspended my license, which I didn't think was too bad. I was able to get a work permit so I could still drive. But then when I had to renew my insurance, I was paying back then what an 18-year-old is now paying today.
Ooh.
And that was 30 years ago. I paid that price. Well, God has rules too. There's a movement in Christian circles to downplay this list of rules as though there is no list of rules. But there is. You can't read the Bible and not see it. Whether you like it or not, there's rules and there's laws that God has written and set into motion,
right,
on the day of creation. And if we disregard or disobey these rules, we're going to pay the price. In Psalms 119, verse 105, very common verse, you see this verse many times on plaques hanging on people's walls. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray that tonight you will illuminate our minds to see what you want us to see. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me your message to your people. Help me to relay it accurately.
Yes.
Lord, help us to draw closer to you because of it. I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God's word shines a light on our path so that we can see clearly where to walk. Without that light, we cannot walk without stumbling.
That's right.
Proverbs 4:19 says this, "The way of the wicked, or the rule breaker, is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Now, before you just automatically just exclude yourself from that category of the wicked, Christian people can be wicked when they are doing wicked things.
Yeah.
Breaking God's law consistently is a wicked thing to do. And when we do that, especially repeatedly and ongoing, willingly, on purpose, the Bible says we don't know what we're stumbling on. We get frustrated. We even get mad at other people. Sometimes we even blame God because of this calamity that we find ourselves in. When all along, we just stubbed our toe.
Right.
And we stubbed our toe because we were in darkness. We were in darkness because we're breaking God's rules. Now we're suffering because of it. Have you ever tried to walk through the house at night without turning the light on? It doesn't happen all the time, I know. But many times you stub your toe, you crack your shin, and sometimes even fall clean over some object in the house, right?
Right.
How many times does that happen?
Yeah.
You know why that happened? You broke the rule. You tried to walk in the dark without turning on the light. And you paid for it. You got to have light on your path, right?
Right.
It's the same thing trying to walk through the woods at night. Of course, I know many people would never walk through the woods at night without a shotgun and a Q-beam. But if you were to try to walk through the woods at night without a light, you're definitely going to suffer some type of pain. If nothing else, the convulsions you're going to go through when your face hits a big old spider web. When God created the world, He also instituted many built-in laws. Some of these laws are not even written in the Bible. The law of gravity. Right?
Right.
Many others. When we recognize these laws and obey them, we minimize unnecessary problems, like stubbing our toe in the dark at night. Psalms 119 in verse 67-71, David said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." In other words, I disregarded God's law. "But now have I kept thy word." Then he said this, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." David, he disregarded, ignored, and disobeyed God's law. And then he paid the price. That pain brought him to a place where he was not only willing but eager to obey God's law, to repent of his disobedience. That's the purpose of it, to draw us back to Him. God wants us close to Him. In fact, if you remember, that is why He created us.
Amen.
For close communion. The problem is when we disregard the rules that He sets, that close communion is broken. Now there's a space between us and God.
Yeah.
And He doesn't like that. And the truth is, we don't either.
Right.
Many times we are in that place and we don't realize it. What we do recognize is we're not happy.
Mm.
We recognize that there's problems that we don't have answers for. We don't like it. David's consequences drove him to search diligently for God's precepts. If you look at the same chapter, Psalms 119, verse 92, he said this, "Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction." In other words, what he was saying was, because of my affliction, I began to search all over again what God wanted me to do and not do. These precepts provided an escape from painful consequences. God's law will do the same for you and I. I got a question for you. So are you struggling in a relationship with somebody? It could be that you may be disregarding God's law in how to love that person. God has laws there. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we call it the love chapter. Paul gives us some very clear, plain direction on how to love people. When we choose to go against that law, God's rule, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
In our relationships with people. Not just the people in our house, but the people we work with, the people we live next to. When we break those rules, to be a little bit more clear, the Bible says in that chapter that love seeketh not her own. Okay, so when you put that in today's terminology, love is not selfish. So when we are being selfish in a relationship with somebody, we're going to have problems. We're going to suffer. Sadly, they are too.
Yeah.
All because we are breaking God's rule. Y'all follow me with that?
Yes.
When you or I get out of alignment with the rules that God instituted at the beginning of time, problems will occur. Are you struggling in your finances? Do you know that God has laws and rules there? You may be out of alignment with His plan on how to steward His money. It's not your money. It's not my money.
Right.
It's His. He put it in our hands to do with it what He wants us to do with it. When we break that rule, we get out of alignment with His plan and problems occur. Right? Except the law of gravity. That isn't a discouraging law. It's constantly holding me down.
(Clears throat)
I hope y'all got that. God's built-in laws govern every aspect of our life. Every single aspect of our life. There's nothing that you do, no problem you face, that doesn't have a link to a law or a rule that God has instituted.
Right.
Nothing. When we obey them, we're blessed. When we disobey them, whether we disobey them ignorantly or not, we're going to suffer. In other words, you can claim ignorance on this problem, but you're still going to suffer.
Yeah.
You may not like this, but this is even true for a non-believer. You and I both know, I'm sure, most of you at least, know people who are unbelievers who are financially well off. Is that true or not?
True.
They are well off because they have decided to follow God's law. Whether they're doing it on purpose or not, they are following God's built-in rules on how to utilize that money. You and I both know people who are older. I don't know how to really establish what older means. To me, 55 years old is not old. But when I was 20, that was old. Right?
Right.
It's kind of relative. But we know people who are successful, as the world sees it, in particular fields, and they're not even saved. Why is that? Because they're following some built-in laws that God has set at the beginning of time. We also know some people who are not following these laws and are suffering because of it. I also know people who have done very well financially but have ignored God's rules on how to get along with other people and love them. And have lost their family while having a large bank account. Why is that? Well, because they followed God's rules in this area, but not this one. You cannot go against God's rules and get by with it. Whether that's ignorantly or not. And that's important. Because we have no excuse to be ignorant of God's law. Every one of us have a copy of it. But we choose not to spend adequate time in it, seeking His will, seeking what He would have us to do and not do. And because of it, we are ignorant in many cases. And because of that ignorance, we break that rule or those rules. And when we break them, we pay the price. Just recently, Jeanette and I had a small falling out. We call it an argument. What do you call it? I don't know what you call it. But it happened because of my selfishness. So what happened was I broke a rule. A rule that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And because of it, I suffered for it, and so did she. When we break God's law, we're going to pay the price. Are you following God's rules in every aspect of your life? I'm talking about every aspect. There is nothing about your life that God is not concerned about.
Amen.
Your free time. Your extra money. There's nothing about your life that God is not concerned about and has not placed some rules to live by in these areas. It's in our favor to find out what He wants and to follow that. So my suggestion to you is this. Follow God's rules. All of them. Therefore, are good.
Amen.
When we do, we're happy. When we don't, we suffer. And then all of those around us also suffer. So my challenge to you is to inspect your life. Take inventory of how things are going in every field. And then just check yourself to see if maybe you may be breaking one of God's laws in that area. And make it right. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word, and I thank You for opening my heart to see things that I need to be obedient in. Lord, I pray that You would help us to have a hunger for Your word and a desire to be obedient to You, even when it cost us something. Lord, I thank You for that. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 481. 481.